Well, we're happy you're here.
All right, we'd like to call this order, this meeting of the Smith County Public Library Board of Trustees to order. Welcome, everyone. It's good to see you. Good to be here in Saltville. And glad y'all could make it in this rainy weather. First of all, we need to look at our agenda. And there are no changes to that. We'll entertain a motion to approve.
So move.
Okay, a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All right, next we have public or guest remarks. And this is the time when we normally ask our host library to give us a little update on how things are going.
Everything is going really well. We've included a lot of adult programming. Lisa has been amazing with a lot of her crafts that she's been doing. This past Saturday for Valentine's Day, we did a charcuterie board workshop. And I think we had about 22 people total.
Wow.
Yes, it was awesome. Everybody came. We had one couple, but the rest of us were just a bunch of women. And it was kind of, you know, we put together the charcuterie boards. We figured out how to set them up, the different meats and cheeses. And it was a really great program. We have some wreath classes that we're going to be doing, a bookmaking class in March, and so we have a full calendar.
That's exciting.
Yes.
But tell her about when they came in to open the library, there were people waiting outside.
Yes.
On the sidewalk.
Yes. On our flyer, I put from 12 to 2. I made this really nice presentation, and we were just going to do it as one big event, and then 10:45. We had people out here.
Wow.
And they were like our friends of the library president and another one of our members. And so I opened the door. I was like, hey, can we help you? And they're like, yeah, we're here for the charcuterie board. And then we opened up at 11 and we were still setting up. And we had people that normally come to our Monday morning mingle come in. And I was like, okay, we're going to have to totally rework this.
Yeah.
But it actually worked better since we had so many people. It allowed people to come in and do it and then change out.
Well, that's great.
Yes. It was really exciting.
You did.
It's nice to find a program that people want to attend and
yes.
are enthusiastic about. But, well, we just, I noticed, I said earlier, this looks great. Everything is so nice and neat. And shelves look pretty. And so.
It looks bigger in here.
It does. It really does. Yes.
So well, that cute little copier helps.
It does.
The old copier took up a lot of space. So
good job.
Well, thank you.
You all are doing really well over here.
We appreciate it.
Well, while we're on the topic of Saltville, I'll just go ahead and say Kristen has been dealing with a very difficult patron who I formally banned. He was arrested on Sunday.
Oh, my.
So we don't think we'll probably see him for a while. He stabbed someone and stole a car.
Here?
Not in the library, but here in Saltville.
Oh, my gosh. Wasn't out here, was it?
But he walked in Saturday while they were doing the charcuterie.
Saturday while we were doing the boards.
While we were doing the charcuterie program.
And then proceeded to go somewhere and stab.
Yeah. And I did find out today that Dollar General, after he left here, he went to Dollar General and he lost his shoes. He was up there and they actually had to kick him out. And they also tried to get the police involved. But.
Oh, my.
So he's been a problem for several months. And so Kristen has several times had to ask him to leave.
And this is not the guy that did all the reports against the library for disabilities?
No.
Okay.
No. But he came in once carrying a replica automatic weapon.
Oh, my goodness.
And he had knives, and we believe he used drugs in our restroom. So he needed to not be here. So now he's banned, and he's in jail, so he's not going to be around for a while anyway.
Wow.
But, and then Kristen has talked with the chief of police to work out communications methods for the future.
Well, you all are, you know, public library. I mean, you see a lot.
Yes, yes.
So, yes, so hopefully that is behind us and we won't have that disruption, and it just makes people nervous. I mean, when he was in here, people left because they were uncomfortable. So we try to accommodate everybody, but when you make other people feel unsafe, then we can't have that.
Wow. Well. Mm. Ooh, don't quite know what to say.
Yeah. But
good job over here.
Yeah.
keep doing what you're doing.
Do you want to talk about Kristen?
Oh, yes. And a little bit of an announcement. Kristen Long, you know, she's served on the board since, I believe, 2020. She has had to resign for professional reasons. She's just overwhelmed with work and other commitments. So we will miss her. And probably at some point we'll extend a gift of appreciation to her as we do our other board members who serve faithfully. We do appreciate it. It is a commitment. So she has stepped down, and we will be receiving a new board member in the near future. So excited for that.
Yeah.
All right. Next up is the approval of the minutes of the January meeting, and they are in your packet here.
I see one correction on there, and that is correct here. It's approval of disbursements.
Mm-hmm.
It says Tom Copenhaver was at A, but it also says he was absent.
Oh, yes, you're right. Thank you.
Other than that, I would move to have it approved.
Okay, do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. Next, we need to look at the January disbursements for approval. Do we have anything on here that needs to be pointed out or that we need to discuss?
So just a couple of things. Atmos Energy is higher than usual because they changed their billing cycle and mm-hmm. got billed twice in January from Atmos. So that's more than we usually pay.
Mm-hmm.
And then a little further down the page, Midwest Tape, we made a $10,000 payment. So this is Hoopla. And the way that works is we deposit money and draw it down. Mm-hmm. And so we, you know, at the beginning of the fiscal year, we sent them $10,000, and we were kind of down to near the end. And so we had always planned in January for the second half of the fiscal year to send another $10,000. So mm-hmm. that's our second $10,000.
Okay.
And for Tracy's Visa, there were a couple purchases we needed to make with her Visa card because Helen's Visa card was out of commission.
Mm-hmm.
So we used Tracy's for a few things.
All right.
This is why we have several. We can always get things done. We also did the Elite Exterior Cleaning was cleaning of the brick walls around the Marion building.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if people had noticed, but there was like black mold all around the top of the building, and it mm-hmm. just looked gross. And mm-hmm. we had tried to find somebody to clean it, and we couldn't. And finally, we found these people, and I thought $1,700 was very reasonable mm-hmm. to get mm-hmm. that whole building cleaned, and it looks 1,000% better.
Mm-hmm.
So that is unusual. Everything else is kind of our normal. We did pay a lot of our dues on Helen's credit card, all of our organizational memberships.
Okay.
And that is all in the budget.
Does anyone have any questions about anything on the disbursements?
Helen, did you get a new mask?
I did. I got me a bigger trash can. I kept filling the other one up too soon, too fast.
It's funny.
It's one of those small things.
One of those small things in life that makes you happy.
Exactly. It doesn't take a lot.
So we all have those just standard office trash cans
we've only done years ago.
That are fine.
Mm-hmm.
But Helen gets all the shipments. She does all the ordering. And so all of the shipments come into mm-hmm. her office. So she has more trash than most people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so finally I said, well, why don't we just get a bigger trash can?
Yeah. All right.
Do we need to approve this?
I make a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Now let's look at the financial report for January.
So deposits. We had a good month in deposits. This is much more than we usually have arrive in 1 month.
Mm.
We had a lot of things that were a little out of the our Rosa Acres Trust, which is our annual payment, came in. We got a donation from a patron. Rachel decorated a Christmas tree, and we won a $25 prize from the Historical Society. And then Heather applied for a Virginia Commission of the Arts grant for the fiber artist at the end of April, and that came through really fast. It got approved, and like the next week they were saying, okay, here, your deposit is coming. Which almost never happens, that they get it, they approved it, and the next week they were moving the money. And when Sheila sent me the note saying, hey, we're getting this deposit, do you know what this is? And I was looking at it and looking at it, and I said, who owes us $2,000? And then it dawned on me. I was like, wow, that is remarkably fast. Yeah, normally, remarkably fast to get it. So we got that money. When we pay the artist, what we owe her is $2,500. The $500 will be the fees that people pay for the workshops for the supplies. Mm. So for each workshop, there will be a fee. Most of them are $10 per person. The Saturday one, the dyeing one, is $20 a person. And so we'll collect those. And then when we write the check to the artist, it'll be $2,500. Okay. So that's our deposits. On the financial report, I think I've mentioned most of the things. We did bump up the budget on the makerspace because we got $5,000 worth of contributions from the two friends groups, Marion and Chilhowee. So we changed the budget amount to $85,000 instead of $80,000. And that's pretty much it.
Okay. So there's nothing that is going to be problematic that you can anticipate at this point, or do we need to?
We'll have to move some funds the next time Josh renews one of our software accounts. Will be in the negative in that cybersecurity one, but we have surpluses in other accounts, so it won't be a problem.
Sheila, you got anything over there? Financial person guru over there.
Hasn't been brought up. If you have any questions, I'll be glad to
look at it. I don't have a question, but I want to thank you again for putting it in a form that we can understand.
Yes. Well,
it does make it a lot easier on this side of things to. We would know immediately if there was a negative, so that does help.
I can just get this.
Yeah, it's nice. So thank you for all you do. Anything else you wanted to bring up, Rose, at this point, or are we good?
Okay.
All right. With that, we will move on to the director's report. There's, ice and snow, but other than
we've already talked about some things. Yeah, we've already talked about that. We didn't need to talk about that.
Yeah.
I wanted to thank Margaret and Ann Margaret for going to the farewell dinner for Mr. Peace and Chilhowee. That was very nice. He was such a terrific leader of the Chilhowee Friends Group, so I appreciate y'all being there for that.
Happy to do it.
I was here in Saltville at town council meeting, so I felt that we were, with y'all and Heather, we were well represented. So we're working away. Budget is the hot topic, and we'll be talking about that a little later, so I won't spend time on that. The BA 250 committee is swinging into action. Everyone's agreed on the film series, and so there will be a 5-movie film series for VA 250, and the Lincoln Theater is providing the theater for free, and they're not going to charge anything. We have purchased the DVDs that we'll use to show the movies, and then we got a grant from Virginia Tourism to pay for the promotion. So as a committee, we're pulling that together. So I think that'll be a good event. And then there are a couple other events that we're planning that we can talk about closer to the event. But the first movie starts March the 29th. Will be the first in the movie series. We have the Saltville Friends meeting here on March 5th. And I said in here that it was at 5 o'clock, but it's at 6:30.
Yes,
I forgot to look.
And we initially were going to do it at 5.
That's what I thought.
And then Danielle couldn't get off. She doesn't get off work until 6. So I just figured 6:30 would be easiest.
Yeah. So we're going to meet here at 6:30. In terms of programming, the evening Mahjong group has taken off after we did the evening Mahjong training, and they met again last night upstairs at the library, and so we now have two groups, kind of with the morning group and the evening group, so mm-hmm. we're really happy to see that. Chilhowie has a program this Saturday on with the Beagle Ridge Lavender Farm, doing a program at 11 on Saturday on pampering yourself. Mm-hmm. And they'll be making all kinds of self-care products. So everybody who comes will make some self-care products. So that'll be really fun. The new database that the Library of Virginia has acquired for all the libraries, called Virginia Writes, is a really wonderful new addition. And this is for independent authors who can self-publish on this platform. And then readers can also discover those works on that platform. And no one library system has enough independent authors for one county or one regional library to justify that platform. But with the Library of Virginia doing it for the whole state, across the state, we do have enough independent authors mm-hmm. who need a place to publish. So I think that'll be a really good thing for local independent authors to have access to. And there's a screening process, so it's not like anybody can throw any old mm-hmm. junk up there. There's a screening process, and that's what they pay the software providers to do, is to do that screening process to decide what gets onto the platform. But again, to be honest, it's nice that that's removed from us so that some other neutral party is making those decisions, and we don't have to be part of that. So I think that's all very positive stuff. I did hear back. I told you last month that I applied for a grant with the Smith County Community Foundation for laptops to be used across all the locations. And they came back and asked a couple questions. They wanted to know why we weren't using Chromebooks. And I said, because no public library in the state uses them. They're just too fragile. Mm-hmm. You've got a lot of people in the school system who are on the board of that organization, and they use Chromebooks in the schools here. And I said, we don't have the staff. They all have staff to fix those things constantly. We don't have staff to do that. And they're just too fragile. And so we need laptops that are going to stand up to a lot more abuse and use. So they also asked for our statistics for our existing computer use, and so Helen worked with Kristen and Heather to pull those together, and I sent those back to Linda. I hope we'll hear from them in the next month or so. I expect that they're not going to give us 100% of what we asked for. She said, well, if we were able to do a lesser amount. I said, well, my bare minimum is at least 15. I asked for 60. I can't do it with less than 15. So mm-hmm. if you're not going to do 15, then we'll pass. But mm-hmm. if we could do it at least 15, that would be helpful. So we'll see what they come back with.
Can you clarify that for me? 15?
Laptops.
Laptops, thank you.
Sorry. We asked for 60 laptops.
What's the difference in price from a laptop and a Chromebook?
Quite a bit. The laptops are a lot more expensive. Mm-hmm. And the laptops that I chose... I looked around a lot, and I went with a Dell. It's about $1,000 each. Mm-hmm. The Chromebooks, I haven't priced one lately, but they're $250, $300.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my son bought one for about $300.
Yeah, they're much cheaper, but they're just more fragile.
Yeah.
Yes, made cheaper.
When I was at, it just so happened I was at the Chilhowie Library last week doing information literacy programs for the 9th grade English class, and while I was sitting in the library, a young lady brought in her Chromebook. The screen was completely destroyed, and she was turning it in. They were going to keep it for a week to replace it, and then so they have a gentleman who's there full time, and that's all he does is repair Chromebooks, and it was going to cost her $35 to get her screen repaired and replaced. Mm. And we don't have time or staff to mess with that. Mm. So I went for Dells that are kind of recommended as the sturdy models. Mm-hmm. And we won't have people taking them out of the library. People will be using them in the library and using them for classes, but they're going to get a lot of use. So we need something that will hold up to that.
Yes.
I think that's all for that. I think I put Makerspace update on here, so we haven't talked about any of the Makerspace stuff yet. Yes, I did.
So, you want to move on to Makerspace?
Sure. There have been a couple developments on the Makerspace. First, Kristen and Heather and I worked together as a hiring committee to hire our Makerspace facilitator, a part-time person, 15 hours a week, and Christy Berry will be our new Makerspace facilitator. She has been on the Makerspace advisory committee and did some training on the Cricut. She's the one who did those boxes with the Cricut, that she taught a class on that. We did interview 5 people, and as a retired teacher, she had a lot of the experience we need to teach people. She knows several of the machines already, but clearly she has some work to do to learn the others. She will start Tuesday the 24th, will be her first day. So we're excited to get that going. We've added pages to the website about the Makerspace. So there's an umbrella page that explains what it is. Heather and Abby made a slideshow that shows all the equipment. And then at the bottom of that umbrella page, there's a link to our booking site on Square where people will be able to book appointments. So our first open lab appointments are going to be available March 31st. And so people can go on to that and choose which piece of equipment they want and book it online through Square. So that was a lot of work, and we got Jeremy, our website developer, to help us with that. And then we've had 2 different meetings with Town of Chilhowee officials. There was a ventilation problem back in December. Where they were making mouse pads in the heat press, and the fumes got so bad that the town asked them to stop doing it, that the fumes were all over the building, and they were concerned about mm-hmm. people. And so that led to a bigger conversation about ventilation. So we have people from the old high school committee, from the town public works, me and Heather and Brian and Felicia, and we all met together and decided, they've suggested that we install basically a large exhaust fan, mm-hmm. kind of like you would have over a commercial oven mm-hmm. in a commercial kitchen. And they agreed that, you know, if we buy the fan, they will install it and do the duct work and take the fumes out of the building. Mm-hmm. So Heather wants to nail a few things down, but I think that's the path that we're going to pursue.
Now, will that function just for that piece of equipment, or the whole room?
They want to put it in the corner where we wanted to put the recording studio. So that's the holdup. They've agreed that we can put the recording studio in the music room. And so we just want to think that through for a minute. But they think the best place in the room to put that exhaust fan is in that corner where we wanted to put the recording studio. Mm-hmm. I think the recording studio and the music studio will be okay. We'll have to put a camera in there, because obviously we can't have another staff person just to babysit the recording studio. But if we put a camera over there that they can monitor in the Makerspace, mm-hmm. I think that'll work. But she and I wanted to think that through for a minute before. But we agreed that we'd get back to them next week, and then we'll order that big exhaust hood, and then they'll do the installation. So I think that's a fair division of labor. Mm-hmm. The other issue we had was not with the Makerspace, but it was with the town, and that was getting their Wi-Fi signal to the GED classroom. And so we have their IT contractor messed up, and Josh has fixed the problem for them. So they have obtained internet service to the building for the town that is now being connected to the GED classroom, so the GED classroom can have Wi-Fi. Hmm. So those are all the many Makerspace issues. Our schedule got slammed by all the closures, mm-hmm. and so she had several things scheduled that we didn't get to do. So they're reworking that now. Mm-hmm. And she's, I think, basically waiting until Christy starts on Tuesday, and mm-hmm. we'll come up with a new schedule. But okay. we're getting there. Peace
I know
piece.
It's exciting. Everybody's ready to go on that. All right. So do y'all have any questions on the makerspace while we're on this topic? Nope. Okay. Well, let's move on then to the new business, which is the FY27 draft budget.
Yeah. So as we have done in previous years, this is literally my first draft, mm-hmm. and it's what I've sent over to the county. And I will come back to you all with the final. This is based on a couple of things, but the bottom line is a $40,000 increase is the request. I don't know yet how that's going to fare, and so we may have to do some surgery if we're mm-hmm. not able to get all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I always want y'all to know what's pending in case your supervisor asks you, what do you think about that budget? I want y'all to know, and hopefully can advocate and feel comfortable telling them what we're doing. Overall, it's a little less than last year because last year reflected a lot of the makerspace. You know, in the current fiscal year, reflected the makerspace expenditures mm-hmm. in the current fiscal year. So we're spending a little less this year over last year because we don't have that $80,000. Hmm. In terms of other overall changes, I kept the programming expenditures pretty much the same. In terms of the collection, there's going to be a little adjustment because our statistics, you know, as we've been talking about all year, show digital is going up and print is going down, and mm-hmm. so the budget allocation is going to reflect that. We're mm-hmm. going to spend more on digital and a little less on print. And that's never popular, but if that's where our patrons are, that's mm-hmm. where we need to reflect our resources.
Are you all seeing anything that you want to ask about? And there's a lot to look at.
It's a lot of detail, but that's
a lot to look at.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the other reason for you to have it now. You don't mm-hmm. have to decide tonight. You have plenty of time.
Mm-hmm.
We'll come back to you in June once the Board of Supervisors has adopted their budget.
Mm-hmm.
We'll come back to you, and that's when we take our final vote. But so this is just for you all to have
just
now. Be aware.
Doesn't need to be approved tonight.
We're asking more from the county. We're spending less because of the $80,000 for the makerspace.
Okay.
So we're spending less. We're asking for more, and the more is really to cover the personnel cost mm-hmm. increases.
The 2%.
Right. There's a 2% COLA mm-hmm. and a
bonus.
And a one-time 2% bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of what the state did last year.
Are you looking at this one right here?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Are these the totals right here then? 1.3?
Yes, 1.308 is the total revenues, and then 1.307 is the total expenditures.
Okay.
But compared to last year, the numbers last year were higher because of the makerspace expenditures.
Mm-hmm. All right. So that's for us to just
know about, be aware of.
Be aware of, and then now when do they vote on I know they have budget committee meetings and things like that.
Right, so they're doing that. They do that in typically in March, and so they will vote in the first board meeting in June.
Is there anything that we, as board members, should be doing?
Not yet.
Okay.
I will let you know.
Okay. Just sit tight, and if they call and ask questions, have this ready. And
yeah,
the little letter.
Be aware to say yes.
And the letter that was submitted
right.
along with it is here, too.
So, and the thing I try to do in the letter, you know, the cover letter, this isn't required, but I've
it's nice.
Just learned over the years that let us tell our own story.
Mm-hmm.
I try to give them at the end that table with all of the statistics. Because the point I want to make is compared to other services in the county, 82,000 visits to all of our locations mm-hmm. with 29,000 residents, 82,000 visits is a big number.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you think of the services that are used across the county, the only thing used more than us day to day.
Emergency services?
Well, water, right?
Water.
I mean, water customers, schools. Yeah, you know, we have a lot of school employees, but actual students is 4,500. So
that's a lot. 82,546.
Yeah. Right, and you look at our circulation of materials, the attendance at programs.
Mm-hmm.
I deliberately put this in here because I want them to see.
Well, that really speaks loud.
Right. That yes, I'm asking for a big increase, but here's what we do with that increase. We are impacting lives across the community, and it really matters.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot going on. I mean, they can go to any one of these libraries.
Mm-hmm.
The staff's working very hard.
And that's a hard job that those supervisors have, because they know we've got this much money, and where is it going to go? And if they can see, oh, wow, the citizens of Smith County really value their library services, so we need to fund that.
Yes.
Yeah, that's, they're using it.
The numbers do speak volumes.
So that's why I put it in there to tell the story, so but also for y'all to have, if you have to talk to your supervisor, to say, look at our evidence, here's what we've done.
Mm-hmm.
Our services are widely used in the community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our Hoopla numbers, every month we have more people using Hoopla. Pretty much every month it's 26 new patrons, 25 new patrons. And certainly during the storm, we had people going online asking for online cards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's because they're snowed in at home and want to get some access to online materials.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then you have to take into consideration the fact the makerspace hasn't been included yet. And when that is fully functioning, those numbers are just going to go even higher.
Exactly. So, yeah, I think we have a really good story to tell. Everyone does an amazing job, and you know, this is our chance to tell our story every year. Yeah, the other thing that I hope helps us, and I know Sean gets tired of me harping about this, is you know, the casino revenues can only be used for certain things, and education is one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And in the state of Virginia, we come under education.
Mm-hmm.
So if there are additional revenues available from the casino.
And they had a big year, I heard, in the newspaper. They said that was remarkable how many tax dollars were.
And I know.
That's a mess.
Yes, but for now, I always kind of say, you know, well, some of that casino money could come to this.
Mm-hmm. It's true. All right.
So now.
Now we have our closed session that we need to read the verbiage for. So we're
right
all
here.
Dotting our I's and crossing our T's. So, I move that the board go into closed session pursuant to Section 2.2-3711A1 of the Code of Virginia for the purpose of discussing personnel matters. At that point.
So, this has to be an individual vote.
Individual vote. Ann Margaret?
Yes.
I made the motion, yes.
I'll say.
Gwen? Patton? Yes.
Yes.
He is affirming yes.
Okay.
You're good. Okay, and with that, we will be in. closed session and we can hit stop on the recorder.
I move that we adopt the following certification. Pursuant to the requirements of Section 2.2-3712 of the Code of Virginia, we each hereby certify that we have just come out of executive session that was held pursuant to
Margaret's motion.
And each of us hereby certify that to the best of each member's knowledge, only the public business matter lawfully exempted from the meeting requirements under the Freedom of Information Act, and only such public business matters as were identified in the motion by which the executive session was convened, were heard, discussed, and considered in the meeting.
It's a roll call vote. So. Ann, Margaret?
Yes.
Margaret, yes.
Patton?
Yes.
And Gwen?
Yes.
Obviously was yes, so thank you. Okay, so that's done, and our next item is a plan for the March board meeting, which falls on March 19th. It will be in Marion, and Rose will be...
I will be at the Vipple Day conference in Harrisonburg, but I can take my laptop and participate remotely if that's okay with y'all. We have, since we'll be in Marion, we can use the Vibe board like we've done in the past for others. So, if that's acceptable to you all.
Is that good for you all?
It's already on my calendar.
19th, okay.
I will not be in attendance on that one. I have school.
All right.
Priority there.
Well, then we will see anyone who would like to join us on March 19th in Marion. And with that, we have, do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll move that we adjourn.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye.